Great whales are the largest animals in the history of life on Earth. You might know them by their names, baleen, sperm, humpback, blue, and gray. Valued for their meat and oil, they were once considered of little consequence to the ocean. But we know better now, says University of Vermont conservation biologist Joe Roman, lead author of a new study in the journal Frontiers in Ecology and the Environment. It finds that great whales have a powerful and positive impact on how the ocean works. He spoke via Skype.
They can increase nutrients in areas where they're feeding. So whales dive deep to feed. They come to the surface, and as it turns out, they defecate or they release whale poop at the surface. That has lots of nitrogen and other nutrients, so it can increase productivity in the areas where whales are feeding.
Whales continue to service the ocean, even when they die and sink to the deep sea, Roman says.
That also brings nutrients down there and lots of habitats for species that depend entirely on those whale falls.
After centuries of decline, great whales are steadily repopulating their historic breeding and feeding grounds, and they have a healthy appetite. Some commercial fisheries argue the whales are eating too many other fish and taking a big bite from their profits. Roman says the opposite is true.
I think that the classic view was too many whales, not enough fish. But our study and several others are starting to show that it's far more complicated, more interesting than that. That is, when whales are in a healthy ecosystem, we can have more fish and more whales at the same time.
Roman argues whales are being blamed for poor fishery management.
If we can restore our waterways, if we can better manage our fisheries, we're going to find that we'll have more whales for us to enjoy, as well as more fish for commercial fisheries, for recreational fisheries.
But even as whales rebound, they are not immune to human threats in the ocean. They are run over by container ships, caught in fishing nets, and disturbed by noise from ocean traffic and sonar signals. Margaret Williams, who directs the World Wildlife Fund's Arctic program, spoke via Skype.
So shipping is increasing in the Arctic. Plans for offshore oil and gas development are increasing. And so World Wildlife Fund is working with government and communities and industry and other conservation groups to identify those areas that are very, very important for whale species, for migration areas, for feeding areas, and we're recommending that those areas receive special management attention.
William says whales deserve this protection. They are, as the study underscores, more valuable than whalers ever imagined to us, to fisheries, and to the ocean itself. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.